Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And you are to give God praise this morning. He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, having the use of your limbs. You know, you can breathe on your own. You are to give God praise today. If nothing, that he woke you up this morning, giving you another chance to get it right. Amen, amen. You know, this broadcast starts off with prayer. So just prepare your hearts, prepare your minds right now as you enter into the holies of holies. Those of you that have your prayer list, we can all touch and agree with your prayer list as you hold them before God. For we are to pray one for another. Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Father, thanking you for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord. Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others. And for this, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Father, we ask for forgiveness, Lord Father, where we have sinned against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do this day, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, touching and agreeing with the other prayer lists, Lord Father. Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, as you begin to hear the prayers, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood covering, Lord Father, as we stand solely upon your word, Lord Father. Father, that prayer changes things, Lord. Father, that there is healing in the blood, Lord. And Father, you send your only begotten Son, Lord Father, that took the stripes on his back for every sickness and every disease, Lord. And Father, we thank you in glorifying and magnifying you this day, Lord. So Father, we're standing in unity today, Lord Father. Praying, Lord Father, one for another, those that can't pray for themselves, Lord Father. We're standing right now in the gap for them, O God. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for just showing up and showing out. We thank you, O God, for just moving in the lives, Lord Father, of those that we're praying for today, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Heavenly Father, we come holding before you Andrew right now, Lord. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, as we pray not just for his salvation, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching him right now, Lord Father. Knowing, O God, Lord Father, you're merciful and loving, Lord. You're God of many chances. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father, over his room right now, Lord. Father God, touch every doctor, touch every nurse, Lord Father, that is attending to him right now, Lord. Father, for he has suffered major burns throughout his body, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God, for touching. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you. We glorify. We magnify you, O God.
Heavenly Father, we hold before you Raymond Jr. right now, Lord Father, as we cover him under the blood, Lord. Father, he was a fighter coming into this world 7 years ago, Lord Father. And Father, he is still fighting, Lord Father, the surgeries that you have brought him through, Lord Father. Father, we come against seizures right now, Lord Father. And we dry them up right now from the root cause and send them out into outer darkness right now, O God. Touch his body, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to keep his warring and minister angels standing, God, round about him, O God. As his healing and minister angels, Lord Father, continue to touch his body, Lord Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. Father, continue, Lord Father, to touch his parents and continue to give them the strength, O God, that they need in you, Lord Father, knowing, O God, that their help cometh from you, Lord, their strength cometh from you, O God. So, Father, we thank you, O God, for touching right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, the doctors, Lord Father, don't know what's going on, Lord Father, but you know, Lord. So Father, we ask, O God, that you touch her body right now, Lord Father, as we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you be that doctor, Lord Father. You be that nurse, Lord Father. You be that one that pays attention, Lord Father. And you give the revelation, Lord Father, to what is going on with her right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie. We hold before you Gloria. We hold before you Ruth. We hold before you Dolores right now, Lord Father. Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, and we come against COVID-19, pushing it back, all the strains that are here and about to come. We push it back right now into outer darkness and cover them under the blood, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through them, Lord. We thank you, O God, for touching their immune system, their respiratory system right now, Lord Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way, O God, for you say by your stripes that we are healed, Lord Father. So we are thanking you right now for your healing virtue, Lord Father, going through and through them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Alvin, Lord Father, and his family, Lord. Father, we hold before you Pauline and his kids, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to touch, heal, and deliver him right now, Lord Father. Father, you have brought him through the surgeries, Lord Father. So, Father, as we cover him under the blood, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for your healing process right now, Lord Father, flowing through and through him, O God. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we know that you can do it, O God. We know that nothing is too hard for you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines right now, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you for your continual and renewal strength, Lord Father, for her, Lord Father, and in her right now, Lord Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to go forth and say what thus say the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your hedge of protection round about her, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord Father, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And when we say no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, Lord Father, and every tongue that should rise up against thee in judgment shall be condemned, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for your hedge of protection round about him, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating him, Lord. We thank you, O God, for guiding him, Lord Father, leading him, Lord Father, as he leads your people, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to guide his path, Lord Father, in you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, I lift your name on high. I thank you, oh God, for this radio broadcast. I thank you, Lord Father, for the man and woman of God that you have placed, Lord Father, to come upon this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, we thank you how you use them, Lord Father. In your word, Lord Father, to heal, deliver, and set them free, and letting them know that you, Lord Father, are a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. So, Father, today we thank you for the ears that hear, Lord Father, and the heart that receives the word, Lord Father. Father, knowing that it's not about us, oh God, but it's about you, Lord, and we say thank you. We glorify you and we magnify you this day. Father, we offer this broadcast back to you, Lord, and we ask you to take control right now, Lord, as we say, Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance being, Lord Father, on this airways today, Lord Father. Father, those that are in need of prayer, Lord Father, let them, Lord Father, not be afraid nor ashamed, Lord Father, to ask for it, Lord Father. Those, Lord Father, that are ready right now to accept you as their Lord and Savior, Father, let them not be ashamed, Lord Father. And Father, as they do so, we ask that you strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't thank you enough. We don't pray enough, oh God. And Father, we ask you, oh God, for forgiveness, Lord Father, for that, Lord. Father, we pray in right now, oh God, Lord Father, the cities right now, Lord Father, that are dealing with those mass shooting, Lord Father. Father, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus as we pray blood covering, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, over our children, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, covering them under the blood, Lord Father, our loved ones, our friends right now, Lord Father. And Father, we even standing right now, Lord Father, holding before you, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, that we pray, Lord Father, that in this day and in this time, Lord Father, that they repent, O God, turn from their wicked ways, Lord Father, and seek your face, O God, Father, and ask, Lord Father, and accept you, O God, as their Lord and Savior in their life right now, Lord. Father God, knowing that time is at hand, Lord Father, and time, day is not promised to no one, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you. As you hear our prayer today, Lord Father, we thank you for just moving, Lord Father, on our behalf right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless his holy name. We thank God for just being so merciful. Merciful on us today that he hears our prayer. He hears our prayer. So today, can you stand together in unity and begin to take back this nation that the enemy is just wreaking havoc today on this nation? Stand today and know that you serve an awesome and powerful God. Amen. I'm going to give you the word for today. The true test of a character is to face hard conditions with the determination to make them better. The true test of a character is to face hard conditions with the determination to make them better. Truer words said. Amen. Amen. I'm giving you time that you can go ahead and you can just dial up a friend and tell them to come on over to Time to Talk About It. Today, join us. Remember, that calling number is 347-857-3925. If you're in need of prayer, if you have a praise report, if you would like to accept God as your Lord and Savior in your life, if you have a question, all you have to do is go ahead and press that one on your phone today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, I'm going to continue talking about prayer. For we can never pray too much, and the world is in need of prayer. So before I come before you, go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise. And Father, as I stand here today, I ask you, O God, to decrease me as you increase in me. Use me as your vessel today, Lord Father, to touch your people, O God. Father, that they may hear, Lord Father, what you are saying this day, Lord. Father, however you want to bring it, Lord Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to just have your way. Touch the hearts and touch the minds, O God, of the listeners right now, Lord Father. Father, that they may not just understand, Lord Father, and just be hearers of the word, Lord Father, but they will be doers of it as well, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, I glorify you, and I magnify you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. As I said to you, that we will come, I will come before you today in prayer. And we're going to start off in Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to start at the sixth verse. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. And this is where the Lord's Prayer from. It says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 14, forgive men their trespasses. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, I've come before you, and I'm pretty sure that as a child, you was taught that prayer. Before you go to sleep, you say the Lord's Prayer. Today, many children don't know the Lord's Prayer. We are forgetting to teach our children to pray. And again, you had how many more shootings within this week, mass shooting. You had a shooting in Mexico. You had a shooting in North Carolina. We just had the shooting in Texas. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to open our eyes and see what is going on? When are we going to do that? People are like, oh, we don't need to pray. Yes, we are to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer push back the enemy into darkness from where it comes from. Prayer. Sincere prayer. The word said we are to pray without ceasing. But we're so quick to stop praying when we get what we want from God. We'll stop praying. He give us what we want, what we are in need of at that time. What about praying for others today? We need prayer warriors. We need that watchman on the wall praying and interceding. We need to begin, invite others to pray with you. Say, come on, let's pray. You see that they're having trouble with their kids. You can pray for them, and you can pray with them. You don't have to do all the prayer yourself. Remember, he said, where two or three are gathered, he will be there in the midst. Well, you know what? Even if it's, you know, your little one-year-old, they will follow you. They see you praying. They hear you praying. And you will be surprised. They themselves, as small as they are, look and pay attention. And you will see they too begin to pray. They too will follow your lead. That's what they'll be doing, following your lead. They see you pray. They might act, or they're just watching you. And you're going to see how they mimic you, walking around, praying, lifting your hands up, talking with God. You will see all that. You will see all that. But today we're not taking the time. We're not taking that time to teach our children. We're not taking that time to walk around our house and pray. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Prayer, the word that you're eating, God's word that you're eating, the conversation that you're having with God. You say that you're a Christian, you're a follower of Christ. Well, it's time now to put on your war clothes. It's time now to go to war. And I'm not talking about picking up guns and, you know, those kinds of weapons. No, your weapons is the word of God. Your weapon is the faith and confidence that you have in God. And when he say you have more fighting for you than against you, stand on the word. No matter how it may look in front of you, the enemy's job is to deceive you. The enemy's job is to distract you. The enemy's job is to hinder you. You know what? Rise up today. It said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. People, we are spirit being. We are spirit being first. We are allowing in our armor to happen with sin and not going before God and asking and praying for forgiveness. So that crack in that armor begins to get bigger and bigger. It's time for us to seal those cracks. Let's begin to weld them together. You see your brother, your sister have cracks in the armor, pray. Pray. Your prayer will help seal that crack that they have in their armor. So many of us think that taking up a gun, you know, solves everything. It don't solve nothing. The only thing it causes is one person dead, if not you yourself as well. Pray. Pray. I always start and say, parents, teach your children to pray. It starts at home. It starts at home. These days, parents are not monitoring what their children is watching on TV. They're not watching what their children is watching. The games, the video games that they are playing. I never believe giving a child a toy gun. Never. Never believe in that. Now you have these video game cops and robbers and, you know, ain't nobody want to be the good guy. Ain't nobody wants to serve and protect. They want to be that bad guy. They want to be that bad guy. Who are you going to be today? Are you going to be that one in the light or the one in the darkness? What are you going to do? Pick up the gun or you're going to go on your knees and you're going to call upon our Lord and our Savior and you're going to ask him to dispatch warring and minister angels? Are you going to ask him to open your eyes and see all those angels that are fighting on your behalf? Because victory is already yours. It said, wherefore, unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Using the word of God to fight. You might say, just using the word, what is that? That word comes with power and authority, knowing who you are and who you belong to. Gave us that power in the beginning. When are you going to begin to use that power? That power for your neighborhood, that power for your household, that power in the situation that you're facing, that power for the school that your child is going to, your grandchild is going to that job. When are you going to use that power, the word that he gave to you, that you can use in his name? That demons tremble when they hear his name. When are you going to stand up and use it? We need to begin to pray. Pray and watch God move. Watch him move. But we don't take the time today to do that. We don't take the time to pray for others. We don't take the time to pray for our leaders. You know, throughout the Bible, you see they would pray. They have to pray for their flocks. They pray for them, those that have the eyes to see what their flock is going through. See what their flock is dealing with. And pray for them. But I have a question. Who is praying for the leader? Where are the watchmen today that are praying for their leaders? As you pray for your leaders, God give them the insight on what's to come. God give them the insight for them to tell you, to prepare, to warn you, to teach you. Get you in that mindset
of readiness. But we don't want it. We don't want to pray for our leaders. Cover them under the blood. Get that hedge of protection. Ask God for that hedge of protection round about them. Strengthen them. Because believe it or not, it takes a lot out of a prayer warrior, intercessor, because they are steady and constantly warring, interceding for others. And when you have, as you pour out, interceding that someone else is praying for you. And we know that God have someone or others praying for you as you pray for others, building you back up, strengthening you. Like I said before last week, it's not just a national day of prayer. Every day should be a national day of prayer. See, can't you pray 1 hour? Remember Jesus telling the disciples about them 1 hour? 1 hour. You can go to the club, you can go to the ball game, you can go out shopping, you can hang out with your friends for more than an hour, and you have no complaints. But to pray for 1 hour, even to pray for 30 minutes, you can't even do that. And this is what we need to do. Open your eyes. See what's going on. You look at the news today, you're hearing mass shooting. Remember, it was trafficking. It was trafficking. Now it's mass shooting. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes situation. Prayer changes people. You cannot do it, but God can. God can. He can do that. It said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For all saints, not just one, all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. And this is Paul talking to the Ephesians church now. Okay? Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and grace be with all them that love our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, in sincerity. Amen. When you go through the book of Philippians and Thessalonians,
Paul was praying for the churches. He went to them. He was praying. Can we not, for our neighborhoods, pray for those that have charge over us? Pray for our city, our state. Prayer. Prayer. Pray for marriages today. Pray for marriages today, that who God joined together, let no man put asunder. And pray, cover marriages today under the blood. Cover relationships within families today under the blood. Pray today for our men, our young men, our little boys. Pray for them that they may take their rightful place in God, that they may stand and be that head, the head in the family, showing forth the attributes of Christ. That's what we need to be doing today. Because look at what is going on, people. The enemy is trying to take out our men. Without the man, there is no seed. There is no seed. And that seed today, in the beginning, said, be fruitful and multiply. The church today is standing for anything, and not all churches. Some churches are standing today for anything. They allow anything to go on in the church. Why? Because the one that sits in the church, they want to say, I have a mega church. You know, you could have the mega church, but is God in that mega church? Or is there a sign on the door that says, Ichabod, God has left? Plant the seed in someone's life today of prayer. Pray with them. Teach them how to pray. To seek ye first the kingdom of God. Asking you to come to him. You coming to him. We don't even want, only time we want to go to God is when we're in a bind. We go to God. Lord, I need your help. Take me out of this, Lord. I can't do this. That's the only time that you know God. When you're in that bind and you expect God to just take you right out of it. Us, the way we treat him, we'd be in some serious trouble. But he's merciful. He's loving. He is a forgiving God. Do you have any one of those going for you right now? Are you loving? Are you kind? Are you merciful? Last week I told you Abraham was intervening for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah because his
his nephew was there. Lot. And his family was in there. And he was praying, asking God, having a conversation. That's what prayer is. Having a conversation with God. Intervening. God hears and answers prayers. It may not be how we want it to. Job used to send offering for his children. What are you doing for your children? Do you have a prayer time that you pray for your children? Do you pray with your children? Do your children know how to pray? Do you teach them in when they're going through situations for them to trust God? Though it's not easy what you're going through, but trust in God? Are we teaching them that today? We are not. We are not doing what we're supposed to do. We are not doing it. Back in the days, you could have, you know, see a child out there doing wrong, being disrespectful to a grown-up. And you could have pulled that child aside and talked to that child. These days, parents don't want you to discipline or correct their child. So the seed that they're planting, letting the child know it's okay to do whatever they're doing, it's right. Don't call right wrong and wrong right. You will answer for it. We need to pray. Philippians 4 and 6 say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Lord, I'm coming before you for my son, my daughter, my neighborhood, this nation. You're going before God. Going before God and praying and interceding for them. People, prayer changes things. Prayer produces patience in you. God don't move when we want him to move. He moves when he needs to move. But can you stand when you pray? Can you stand trusting that it's already done? When you pray, do you believe in what you're praying for that it's already done? When you're praying, do you believe that God is hearing your prayers? Do you believe? If you're not believing in what you're praying, who you're praying to, how do you expect things to move? Pray without ceasing today. And in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. We serve a powerful God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that will fight against those that fight against you. We serve a God that says, vengeance is his, saith the Lord. So when you're warring on others' behalf and those
that are out there that call themselves your enemies begin to rise up against you. He said he will lift up a standard against them. Can we bring that word back to the remembrance? Can we bring the word back? We can't if we don't know the word. We can't if we don't read the word, meditate on the word, have the conversation with God, have that personal relationship with God, and not just attend a church to say, I'm attending a church. People, we are the church. The building is where we gather together. You say, assemble ourselves together. But don't go to church just to say, I go to church. That's a religion. And you do it religiously. Have that relationship with God. Have it. Don't be afraid. Don't even be ashamed. Have it today. Timothy chapter 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For all men. What are you doing today? Are you praying for all men? Are you praying for your brothers and sisters that are in need of prayer? Or are you just watching them and just laughing at their calamities? What are you doing? It says for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Pray for those that are in charge over us, that are in authority over us. Pray for your president, the vice president, those that are passing bills. Pray for your governor. Pray for your senators. Pray for your pastor, your apostle, your bishop, your teacher. Pray. You know they're in need of prayer. You could be the only person in that room, in that place of employment, wherever you may be. Pray. God hears your prayers. You could be the one that's keeping your school from having a mass shooting. You can pray for that job that you're on, that no one comes in there and shoot it up or rob it. You can pray. You can be that person in there to make that change, to allow God to make that change by your prayer. Your prayer that you think that God is not answering or hearing. You could be that one. The word say, pray without ceasing. Tired. Don't get weary on praying. We do get tired and weary. We're ready to give up and throw in the towel. Because to you, you're not seeing that God is hearing and God is answering. All the time, God is moving. God is moving. Remember when Daniel prayed and he wanted to know why it took God that long? And I know some of us, he's like, God, you're not answering me. Sometimes the answer is not now. Keep praying. Have patience. Know that I am God. Stand. Go through. I am there with you. But we're so busy. We're so busy doing everything else but what God wants us to do. So we are ambassadors. We are the salt of the earth. Greater One lives within us. Are we standing still? Are we casting every burden, every lack to the Christ within that you may go free? Yes, that is the affirmation. I cast every burden of lack to the Christ within that I may go free to have plenty. Have affirmations today that you can pray when you're going through for yourself. You can pray when you're praying for others. And you have that confidence knowing who you're praying to. And, you know, as I was saying that just now, I remember I watched that movie, The Scorpion King, when that one man, he had so much necklaces around his neck, so much chain around his neck that served different gods. And he began to, when the Scorpion King was coming after him, and he hold up this necklace before him with whatever charm it was on it and praying to that god, and that one wouldn't work. And he praying to the other god, and that one wouldn't work. And he praying to the other god, and it wouldn't work until he hold the cross. So who god are you praying to today? Who God are you praying to today? Are you praying to the true and living God, the one that created you, the one that know you before you was formed in your mother's womb, the one that know your expected end? Are you praying to him, the one that gave you the power and the authority to tread upon the serpents, the one that gave you the power to speak life? The one that gave you those keys of authority? Are you praying to him? God, are you praying to today? Or your God is whenever you're going through a situation to go and run to the root worker, the witchcraft worker, the card reader, you know, the Santa Maria, whoever. Are those your God today? Because I tell you what, they ain't the true and living God. They ain't the true and living God. And you read the Bible and you see exactly what happened to them back in the day. So what makes you think that it's any different today? It ain't no different today. The same thing that they was doing back then is the same thing some people choose to do. Instead of going to the true and living God. That's why, you know, there's generational curses. People don't believe there's generational curses. Yes, they are. Parents, your forefathers, instead of praying to the true and living God and serving the true and living God, they choose to serve everything other than that. Some offer up generations that you want to know. Why is I acting that way? Why is my children acting that way? Why are we going through this or whatever? Search your lineage. Search your lineage. And see today what all you have in your lineage. A lot of the stuff that you're seeing in your generation, in the generation before you, in the generation after you. So we are to pray and ask God to close those doors as it's revealed to you, and you ask God about them. Pray and ask God to reveal them to you, or place someone in your path that are willing to talk about your history. Close those doors.
sealing them with the blood, being healed, delivered, and set free from them. Prayer. Prayer, answer all things. And the action behind of it, of that prayer, is having faith, trusting, believing, and you will see. You will see things begin to happen. Sometimes we're so close to a situation that we are blinded, that we need someone to come in and intercede. We need someone to pray for us. When we begin to get weak, we need someone to pray and help build us back up. And when you don't have that person around, call upon your Lord and Savior. Call upon him. He hears your prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Not how we want him, but he answered him. That bill was paid in full, wasn't it not? There was food in the pantry, wasn't it not? Your light was on, wasn't it not? Didn't you not ask God for his help? In James 5 and 16, or let's even go from 15. We can go 15. It say, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The power of prayer. He prayed and asked God to shut up the heavens. You have that power today? Do you have that power? Do you have that authority today? Like I say, people may know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation because some read the Bible as it's a novel. But the Bible is not in order. And they read it. Say, yeah, I know the word. You know the word. Do you have the power? Do you have that anointing that when you use the word, the sword of the spirit, when you use the word, does it give effect? Does it heal, deliver, set free? Does it give the understanding? Do you show forth the love? Because, you know, love is the greatest of all the commandments. Anything that you do it with love. You're praying. You're praying with the love of God. You're praying with the love of God. That's what you're doing. But how are we doing it today? No. Some just stand before you and just bring forth the word, but there's no power behind the word. no power behind the word. When you're standing for anything and not doing God's word, you don't have no power. You're empty. Your words are empty. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Today, we just need to begin to teach those that are around us to pray. Join together and pray. Pray for your children. Pray for your household. Pray for your neighborhoods. Pray before you leave the house. And never forget to thank God for bringing you back home safely. Your warrior and minister angels to go before you. Cover not just yourself, your children, your husband, your wife, before they leave out the house. Tell them you love them. No day is promised to them. No day is promised to none of us. We pray that the day that God take us, that we are in right and good standing with God, that we don't, without the shadow of a doubt, know where we will spend eternity. Because you know what? Throughout this nation, you see how hot this sun is getting? You see how hot this sun is getting. It says it's going to be hot this summer. How many people is going to be in need of parts and for the air condition, because it's going to be so hot outside. The AC is going to be working overtime. And if you can't take this heat here, can you imagine the heat in hell? You saw what even happened to the Hebrew boys, those that plays the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace when they turn the heat up. You be like those Hebrew boys. Yet though you're in that fire, they did not get burned. Their clothes didn't even smell of smoke. Ain't got singe, nothing. And you know who was there with them? God was there with them. So you know what today? Pray one for another. Pray for your leaders. Pray for those that are in charge over you. Pray like your life depend on it. Because you know what? It do. It do. Less to go to the grocery store, to the beauty salon, to schools, to the mall. They didn't know that that was their last day on earth. They didn't know. But when you get that prayer life and you listen to that still small voice and that voice tells you, don't go. Can go even as far back as, do you remember with the Twin Towers? You have heard some of the stories where, you know, they was being delayed and all that. They're here today to tell it because they was obedient. Can we be obedient today and pray? Begin to build up that prayer life. You may start off at 5 minutes and grow from there. Yes, I said 5 minutes and grow from there. Because I remember when I first started praying, you know, I thought I prayed a long time. I look, it's only like 2 minutes or so, and you swear you prayed a long time. But you begin to build your prayer time with God. You begin to spend more time with him. So develop that prayer life today and teach your household to pray. Teach those that are in your presence how to pray as well. Amen. We just thank God for this day. We thank God for the word of prayer. We trust that you take heed and just pray today. Pray. Pray for your jobs. Pray for your going in and your coming out. Pray today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you have missed this broadcast today or would like to hear this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on the link today and listen and pray, people, in this time. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line, where we tear down the devil and his kingdom and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Once you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come on, stand together in unity. It doesn't matter what church that you go to. Prayer is universal. We standing together in prayer, in unity, taking it back by force. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. Every Sunday at 1 p.m., we have Facebook Live. So visit our Facebook page again. That's Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. Click like and follow. That way you will know whenever we go live, whatever is going on, you can get that update. Also, if you do not have Facebook, you can join in on the service on the conference line, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. Every Tuesday, we have Bible Talk. Again, that call-in number is 712-832-7144. This is where we allow the Holy Spirit to have and show up, the Holy Spirit to heal, deliver, the Holy Spirit to give understanding. Come on, join us. You may have a question or you may have a topic that you would like to learn more about. Come on and join us in Bible study. It is some awesome listening, I tell you. Some awesome teaching that is going forward today. So stay prayerful. Pray one for another. You would like to continue to hear this broadcast and keep it on air, and you would like to sow a seed for or into this radio broadcast. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed. Hope to see you on the prayer conference line on Friday. Yes, that's tomorrow at 11 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.